This is Keith Good of the Farm Policy News Summary, found on the web at farmpolicy.com. The slide associated with this audio presentation, which is in PDF format, can be downloaded from the farmpolicy.com webpage. Based on recent news events, it appears that there are multiple political pressure points with respect to the WTO and U.S. farm policy. Today, I will try to highlight three of those pressure points. The first is represented by what I call two WTO tracks, the legal track and the Doha trade negotiating track. However, these two tracks, as everybody knows, are kind of intricately related to each other. The legal track is specific legal action brought to a panel of the dispute settlement body of the WTO in the form of a complaint by a member country asserting that a covered agreement has been violated. The most notable example of these types of actions are the Brazilian cotton case brought against the U.S. and another case brought by Brazil against the EU with respect to certain sugar subsidies. These claims seek to prove that current domestic farm policies, either of the U.S. or EU, are trade distorting and in violation of international trade agreements. And if the WTO finds, which it has, that domestic rules are not in compliance with covered WTO agreements, then political pressure in the form of possible trade sanctions are set in place in order to stimulate change. Alternatively, changes in U.S. farm policy could come about by agreements the U.S. makes during the process of ongoing multi-party trade negotiations. Under this scenario, or under this track, the U.S. would voluntarily agree, in conjunction with other nations, to make changes to agricultural legislation. This is exemplified mostly in the news by the Doha round of trade talks and the upcoming ministerial meeting in Hong Kong in December. However, the legal track is also used as a point of leverage in trade negotiations. The red arrow between these two tracks represents this additional result of legal action. Knowing that a legal threat exists, countries may be more apt to negotiate agreements. So, both of these tracks, the legal and negotiation track, either separately or in conjunction, as represented by that red arrow kind of bringing the two together, could potentially narrow the parameters of the 2007 farm policy debate. The second pressure point stems from bilateral discussions between the U.S. and the EU. Recall that simultaneous to these discussions that currently British Prime Minister Tony Blair holds the rotating presidency position of the EU, and he is calling and has been calling for major domestic reforms with respect to certain subsidies paid out via the EU's common agricultural policy. So as the U.S. and EU are engaged in discussions, each calling for the other to reform, the EU is also experiencing pressure from Tony Blair as he's calling for domestic reform at the same time. And lastly, point three, there at the top of the slide, I have labeled G20 countries. The G20 group of nations are applying pressure to both the U.S. and the EU and have what I call just an overarching presence over the whole Doha process. Based on historic G20 activity at Seattle and Cancun, Mexico, these groups could play a very important role in the Doha round, and again, by implication, the 2007 Farm Bill. So that's kind of a brief way to look at some current news stories with respect to future farm policy legislation and the WTO. This is Keith Good of the Farm Policy News Summary. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tell a friend about farmpolicy.com.